closer.
Sure.
Who wants the first chapter?
Who wants the first chapter?
Okay, whoever does the first chapter gets to choose who says the second and third.
Okay,
I'll go.
Do I just go? Okay. The burden which the prophet Habakkuk saw, O Lord, how long shall I cry and you will not hear, even cry to you violence and you will not save? Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? For plundering and violence are before me. There is strife and contention arises. Therefore the law is powerless and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surrounded the righteous, therefore perverse judgment proceeds. Look among the nations and watch. Be utterly astounded, for I will work a work in your days which you would not believe, though it were told you. For indeed I am rising up the Chaldeans, a bitter and hasty nation which marches through the breadth of the earth to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity proceed from themselves. Their horses are swifter than leopards and more fierce than evening wolves. Their charges charge ahead. Their cavalry comes from afar. They fly as the eagle that hastens to eat. They will come for violence. Their faces are set like the east wind. They gather captives like sand. They scoff at kings, and princes are scorned by them. They deride every stronghold, for they heap up earthen mounds and seize it. Then his mind changes, and he transgresses. He commits offense, ascribing this power to his God. Are you not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, you have appointed them for judgment. O Rock, you have marked them for correction. This is the last. Okay. You are of pure eyes than to behold evil and cannot look on wickedness. Why do you look on those who deal treacherously and hold your tongue when the wicked devours a person more righteous than he? Why do you make men like fish of the sea, like creeping things that have no ruler over them? They take up all of them with a hook. They catch them in their net and gather them in their dragnet. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice to their net and burn incense to their dragnet, because by them their share is sumptuous and their food plenteous. Shall they therefore empty their net and continue to slay nations without pity?
So many options. I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch.
A rampart is in the ancient cities around the city, they have a big fence. And sometimes
and watch to see what he will say to me, and what I will answer when I am corrected. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Indeed, because he transgresses by wine, he's a proud man, and he does not stay at home, because he enlarges his desire as hell, and he is like death, and cannot be satisfied. He gathers to himself all nations and heaps up for himself all people. Will not all these take up a proverb against him and a taunting riddle against him and say, woe to him who increases what is not his. How long? And to him who loads himself with many pledges. Will not your creditors rise up suddenly? Will they not awaken who oppresses you? And you will become their booty. Because you have plundered many nations, of the remnant of people shall plunder you, because of men's blood and the violence of the land and the city and of all who dwell in it. Woe to him who covets evil gain for his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of disaster. You give shameful counsel to your house, counting off many people, and sin against your soul. For the stone will cry out from the wall, and the beam from the timbers will answer. Woe to him who builds a town with bloodshed, who establishes a city by iniquity.
Whoa.
Whoa, to impress. Behold, is it not the Lord of hosts that the people labor to feed the fire and nations weary themselves in vain? For the earth will... For the earth will be filled with knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him who gives drink to his neighbor, pressing him to your bottle, even to make him drunk, that you may look on his nakedness. You are filled with shame instead of glory. You also drink and be exposed as uncircumcised. The cup of the Lord's right hand will be turned against you, and utter shame will be on your glory. For the violence done to Lebanon will cover you, and the plunder of beasts which made them afraid, because of men's blood and the violence of the land and the city, and of all who dwell in it. What profit is the image that its maker should carve it, the modeled image a teacher of lies, that the maker of its mold should trust in it, to make it mute idols? Woe to him who says to to wood, awake, to silent stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is overlaid with gold and silver, yet there is no breath at all. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him.
I need to go to you.
Who wants to read?
The best part.
How many chapters? Verses? 20? 20?
The best part.
18? 19? That's still more than mine.
I'm so confused.
No, because maybe to read Habakkuk.
Habakkuk.
For Mahargan.
Habakkuk.
So, yeah, we're just reading it.
Oh, I don't want to read that. I'm good. I'm good. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet on Shinginot. O Lord, I have heard your speech, and I was afraid. O Lord, receive your work in the midst. Revive your works in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Selah, his glory covered in the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hand, and there his power was hidden. Before him went pestilence. Did I say that right? And forever followed at his feet. What? No, it says feet.
No, but you missed. And fever.
It's fine.
And fever followed at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He looked and startled the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills bowed. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction. The curtains of the land of Midian trembled. O Lord, where do you displeased with the rivers? Wash your anger against the rivers. Was your wrath against the sea? That you rode on your horse, your chariot of salvation? Your bow was made quite ready. How do you say that? Oh my goodness.
Bow.
How did I even read that?
Okay.
Okay. Wait, you're videoing us?
No.
What?
It's a long time under the umbrella. Still, calm down.
Oh. Sworn over your arrows. Selah, you divided the earth with the rivers. The mountains saw you and trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered its voice and lifted its hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitations, and the light of your arrows when they went at the shining of your glittering spear. You marched through the land in indignation. You trembled nation in anger. How long is this chapter?
Can I just like three?
You went forth for the salvation of your people, for your salvation with your anointed. You struck the head of the house of the wicked by laying bare from the foundation of Tunek. You thrust through with his own arrows the head of the villages. Villages. They came out with the whirlwind to the scattered me. Their rejoice was like a feasting on the poor in secret. You walked through the sea of your horses, through the heap of the gray waters. When I heard my body tremble, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness? Did I say that right? Okay. Entered my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troops.
Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit beyond the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Oh, you said there's 10. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
So he's not saying, if you give me things on the edge, you give me stuff in the field and you give me flock, then I will rejoice and say, even if I have nothing, I will rejoice.
The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. And he will make me walk on my high hills to the chief. Why are you looking at me like this? To the chief musician with my stringed instruments.
what's in the Mahargan curriculum this year about the Book of Habakkuk. But it's important also to, there's so much deep meanings you're going to get from reading the book itself, and you could do your own research on top of what's in here. Do you guys all have either the hard copy or know where to get the...
Last time, you're supposed to talk about it.
Sure. But you have it at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and if you don't have the physical book, you could ask your servants or your parents and they could send you the PDF, the soft copy. Okay? So we're going to get into groups of two. Are you two okay together? Okay. You have a book, you two share the book. You can share my book. It's actually my son's book.
Why is Nathan here?
Nathan has a soccer practice, so I allowed him to be.
I know people on the team.
Yeah? We'll get to that. Okay, so you're allowed to look today, but obviously when you write the Mahargan test, it's not open book. So you're allowed to look today if you need to, but try not to look. But if you really need to, you can look. So we'll just have a bunch of questions. Don't worry, I've got the questions up on the screen. You don't. When it's actually done for the test, right now it's just orally. Okay. And you two against you two. Okay. So you two are a team. You two are a team. Yeah, I'm going to keep track of how many points you have. So first question on the screen: Who wrote the Book of Habakkuk?
No, we raised our hand up first.
Well, no, you both have to give an answer. You think it's Habakkuk? You think it's Habakkuk? Okay.
Okay. Oh, we're answering the question. Wait, pause.
No, it's tied now. Yeah. No, you don't. Just, we'll do it one by one together. Okay. What does the name of the word Habakkuk mean?
To embrace.
What does that mean?
To embrace.
To hug, yeah. And it also can mean like to wrestle. As in to wrestle with God or to embrace God. Good. So far, you both have two each. During what era was... Come here, Kareem. Kareem, you're your own team. We have Team Kareem and the two other teams. Okay. So when was the book written?
We have our answer.
Okay, do you guys know?
It says C.
You say C?
We say C.
You say C? D? C is the right answer. Okay. So wait, I have to keep track. 2, 3, you have 1 point. You two are together on a team. Okay. So far, you two, you came late, you got 0 points. Kareem has 1 point. 2, 3. Okay. You're allowed to look in the book, but you only have like a few seconds.
Oh,
no, we're past this. Okay. Again, when was it written? Before? So A, B, C, or D? Think it through, don't rush. And when you have your answer, look at me so I know. You're allowed to look.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to...
Just agree with yourselves first before you tell me anything.
Okay.
You guys have to agree first. Agree with each other and then tell me.
Okay, we have our final answer.
This one? Never. But Tons gave you questions. It's the same as this. You have to share with your sister. Okay. Does everyone have an answer?
Yeah. Final answer. Okay.
We have an A.
A.
A. A. You're with your sister. You want to be with them? Your poor sister. She's going to be alone?
No.
You're either alone or with your sister.
No.
So give yourselves a point. I can't keep track of all of you.
We've got everything right so far. So
you guys are 4, 3, 1, 1, 2. You're going to regret not joining her. Okay. Where is it in the Bible?
Oh, we have our answer.
Okay, don't say it yet.
In the books of Nahum and Zephaniah.
You guys have your answer too? Okay, Kareem, you have to share the book. You said you don't want a book. Now you took their book. Here, give Kareem that book. He needs it.
Where is your book? Office 18.
Okay, time's up. Are you singing the song?
It's
me. We wrote
B. B, B?
B,
B. Cheating, no point. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, you all get it right. And this team gets an extra point.
Because
she not only knows where it is in the Bible, but she knows the whole books of the Bible. So
she's
got
New Testament?
Yes,
I do.
She does. She got her extra point. We're moving on.
Okay. Okay, but what's
so 5, 5, 2, 2, 2. Okay. Habakkuk is considered one of what? And don't say it out loud. Just talk to each other first. You guys are all good? We all get to answer. Sure. Really? Okay. 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 You guys. Minor prop. Okay, you all get a point. 333.
You guys get major.
33366.
We're six.
Okay, they're getting a little tougher. Which tribe was Habakkuk believed to be from? Wait, you know the answer? I'm gonna ask you first. Levi?
We have ours.
What about you guys?
What?
Which tribe? I haven't given the answer. I'm just asking your
question.
Yeah, I told you all you could do. Well, you only have a few seconds. But for the real Bahargan, you know you won't get the book. So if you could do it without the book, even better.
Okay.
Why is he called the fighter of God, or more accurately, the questioning prophet?
Okay, I have a final answer.
Okay, don't say anything. Okay, Kareem.
Hey, can we just write it somewhere?
Sure.
And then point at it for another group?
No, it's okay. It's okay. This is not really a competition. This is all for us to study together. Do you guys say A as well, or do you have a different answer? It's actually, did you say A?
No. She said
it's actually A. Okay, one of these statements is not true. The rest are true. So which is the false statement?
The second one?
And we just read the book of Habakkuk. You caught the last part of it. But did God discipline his people because he loves them? Do you think that's true? Okay, so is God allowing his people to suffer injustice? Does God allow injustice? Well, temporarily, yeah. At the end, there will be justice. But for now, sometimes, we're persecuted. That's injustice. Okay. No, the book of Habakkuk discusses the problem of evil and victory of truth. And the last one, it says, the book of Habakkuk discusses the restoration of the physical and spiritual life of the nation of Judah in Jerusalem.
Okay, we have
our
final answer.
Okay, everyone else good? So it's the last one, if you read the book of Habakkuk, it doesn't talk about the building of Jerusalem, right? But the book of Habakkuk does talk about how God disciplined his people by allowing the evil nation of the Chaldeans come in. And when we just said the evil nation of the Chaldeans, that means he obviously allowed them to be, his people to suffer. But there is victory, always God's victory. And then even if we don't see it here on earth, there's always victory in the life to come. So the wrong one, the statement which was false, was the last one. Okay? God allowed his chosen people to be subject to the Chaldeans. By the way, the Chaldeans are a part of Babylon. So sometimes you hear the word Babylon, and the Chaldeans are in the southern part of Babylon, which is a modern-day Iraq. And the Chaldeans were also the wealthier population of the Babylonians. So anyways, God allowed his chosen people to be subject to these Chaldeans. For what reason? You guys have it? Everyone good? A? Okay, honest? A is the right. To discipline his chosen people. Okay, he wasn't choosing the Chaldeans to be his people. Israel was the chosen people and he was disciplining them. Okay. In the Old Testament, every nation that rose up against Israel was a symbol of the Babylonians, the devil, the Chaldeans, or barbarians. Okay, Kareem? The devil? Which? See, the Chaldeans? Be the devil? Yeah, because Israel was God's chosen people. So everyone who came against God's chosen people is like what the devil does to us today. We are God's chosen people as Christians believing in Christ. So it's a symbol. Those evil nations are a symbol of the devil. Okay, and I put a little next question. Habakkuk, you remember in his prayer, he stood on the rampart. And I was wondering, what's a rampart? And there's a picture of a rampart there. It's like the big protecting wall of the city. So he stood on the rampart, and the rampart is a symbol of St. Peter, St. Mark, our Lord, or the Holy Spirit. Yeah, who's always protecting you? We could say Holy Spirit is one answer. What other answer? Holy Spirit? Jesus. Yeah. The answer is Jesus, but you can't say the Holy Spirit is wrong. The Holy Spirit is always protecting us as well. But in this case, it's a simple, our rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, he called Peter Petros, which means rock or stone. Peter declared his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So the answer they're looking for is Jesus, but the Holy Spirit is a good answer. Okay, the fall of the Chaldeans and their loss of everything they had is a symbol of what? Is it a symbol of what happened to Jerusalem, to Babylon, to Israel, or of sin? Okay, we'll ask you guys first this time. Of sin? Of Jerusalem? Sin? Sin. Sin. Sin is the answer. Yeah. Because sin leads you to total loss and destruction. Again, even if you say, well, lots of people sin and we don't see them fail in this world, but ultimately they fail in their everlasting future. Now, they get a little bit more complicated, so pay closer attention. You saw in chapter 2, Habakkuk used Seir and Mount Paran. He said, Seir is a symbol of blank, who later came to believe in Jesus Christ. And in contrast, Mount Paran, where the people of Israel were lost, is a symbol of, again, blank, who accepted Christianity in the last days. We have eager Kareem who knows the answer. Okay. Seir is a symbol of the Gentiles and Mount Paran is a symbol of the Jews. That's what Kareem thinks. Who agrees with Kareem? Seir, I don't know. Yeah. But I'm not sure. But A is the right answer. Okay. Now this one you guys should be able to figure it out if you concentrate. His brightness was as the light, and he had horns coming out of his hands. There was the hiding of his power. His brightness was as the light symbolizes what, while his hands symbolizes what else?
A?
C? D?
A.
Are you sure? And who, when we say divinity and humanity, who are we talking about? Yeah, Jesus has both his divinity and humanity. Okay, hiding of his power.
We have a
Okay. What does hiding of his power mean?
Incarnation.
What does incarnation mean?
It's different from the resurrection.
But what does incarnation mean? Yes, when he came as a man, when he entered the womb of the Virgin and as a man. So hiding his power is a symbol of his incarnation, because even we say in the liturgy, he emptied himself, meaning he's fully God still, but he emptied all that to come as a man in the incarnation, the hiding of his power. Okay, we're almost finished. You read Habakkuk 3:17, and I said that last part, 3:17, 18, and 19 is my favorite part. But you could also take the fig as a symbol of what? Whereas the vine is a symbol of what else? We have one B, E, B. Whole family agrees on B. Okay, any disputes? Yes. B? B? Tant, B? Yes. Fig was a symbol of the Jews. Remember, do you remember the Lord just before his crucifixion? What kind of tree did he curse?
Fig tree.
Why?
I like figs.
I like figs, but why? It's not because he didn't like figs. Yeah, because it was a hypocritical tree. Not, he didn't curse all fig trees. He cursed that one, because it had leaves, beautiful, but when he came and was hungry, he found no fruit, which was a symbol of the Jewish nation, which appeared beautiful. They had all the traditions, the customs, the temple, but unfortunately, they didn't keep the essence and the spirit of the meaning, so they appeared beautiful, but they didn't have real fruit of that they should have had. And the vine is a symbol of the church. Okay. Last question. The labor of the olive may fail. Very good. Excellent. What parable? What parable did the Lord tell about the virgins? How many were there?
Wait. We don't have the question.
No, it's not. But
we still forget about this.
Do you remember a parable the Lord said?
Wait.
There were how many virgins? 10. Yeah. How many were wise and how many were foolish? 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Okay. Why were they foolish? They didn't get any oil. They brought a lamp. Well, no, that's like bringing. That's exactly what I did. I brought this, but I don't have batteries. So, if I don't have batteries, well, I have batteries, but they're not working. So, in the old days, they didn't have batteries for their lanterns. They had oil, and the oil would light it, and it would bring the fire. But if I bring a lantern and I don't have any oil, there's no power to give the light. So I'm foolish. What's the point of bringing a lantern and not bringing any oil? So that would be like me living my whole life here. I'm like the lantern, but I don't put any oil in it, so how am I going to have any light? What's the oil that I'm supposed to put in me? How am I supposed to put oil? We have, I heard, the Holy Spirit, Jesus stuff. Well, it depends. If I just go to church as a habit or I'm forced to, that's not going to bring any oil. You're doing it out of? Yeah, your own will and out of love for Jesus. So whenever you do any good things, whether it's helping the poor or acts of mercy, then you're putting more oil. Just like the Lord says, don't build up treasures here on earth. Put your treasures in heaven. How do I put my treasures in heaven? When I use my earthly possessions to do good. That way I'm also putting oil in my vessel.
Yes.
Yes. That's right. Excellent. You guys good?
And the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Thank you, God, that we come together to read your word and to benefit from it. Bless everybody here. Let us read the book again and review the question to help us in the Mahragan. Bless everybody and let us say thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. As it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. So Jesus Christ, our Lord, for thine the kingdom,